Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Edgy Tim here. Checking in. This was not a scheduled call, but it is just kind of a test. Obviously, last night, Friday, unfortunately, things did not go according to plan. I had some technical issues here at the ranch, but this being Saturday, certainly hoping that you are able to hear this show. And again, if you were just online chilling out, waiting to hear something, well, here you go. Now you're hearing something. So again, if you want to call, I will be here for about the next half hour, 516-418-5595. That is area code 516-418-5595. And again, it's Edgy Tim After Dark post-game show. I just returned from lovely Batavia, Illinois, where East St. Louis came away with a win over a 31-17 win over Batavia, East St. Louis. Strange game, very strange game in a lot of different ways. The Flyers looked absolutely dominant. I think kind of dominant for a lot of that ball game. But ton of penalties, kind of very sloppily played at times. And I just thought, honestly, the penalties were just almost to the point of ridiculousness after a while. And again, I'm not a ref criticizer or what have you, and I'm sure the guys were calling it the way they saw it. But I thought the penalties really just, especially in the second half, just kind of took the momentum away from the ball game. And it really, really did drag on in the second half. And again, as evident by no scoring in the second half. So again, East St. Louis, an impressive road win, 31-17. Over Batavia, a lot of names, a lot of kids to certainly come away impressed with for East St. Louis. For making the junior quarterback, I thought, performed very, very well. Really good arm, good touch. Again, just a threat running the football. He is going to be a big name for the Flyers in 2019. And a lot of the usual suspects, Antonio Johnson, impact player on both sides of the ball. Lawan Powell thought had a really good game. Dominic Lovett, who transferred in this summer, he's a junior, already a big-time name in Missouri. He is now over in East St. Louis, had a very, very big game for the Flyers. You know, defensively, you just look at a team that can absolutely fly to the football, great size up front, and again, just came away impressed with what I saw from the Flyers in a lot of different regards. So as far as Batavia is concerned, I mean, Quinn Urweiler's a warrior. He really is. I mean, a kid that played both ways, really got beat up quite a bit of the night, took a lot of punishment from East St. Louis on both sides of the ball. But again, the kid's a tough, hard-nosed kid, committed to North Dakota, rightfully so, showed you a lot of positive. And I tell you what, really impresses me is after a game like that, very hard-fought game, very physical, emotional game, to see the amount of East St. Louis coaches and players come up to Quinn in particular, wish him good luck, just to, you know, just to kind of show the respect at the way Quinn plays and the way things, you know, the way he attacks the game. And it really went all out for Batavia in that ball game. So, again, really, really impressed as usual with Quinn Urweiler. Offensively, Batavia struggled quite a bit at the time. Had a real hard time getting any kind of consistency going from the run game or the pass game. Got things a little bit going there in the second quarter. Was able to take advantage of a couple of turnovers. And I mentioned the referees and the penalties that were called. East St. Louis had three touchdowns called back. So, again, I thought the game could have been much more lopsided than it turned out to be. And again, give Batavia credit. Bulldogs never quit. Defensively, they were able to tighten up at times. And just interested to see how both kind of rebound. I know that Eastside will host the Scholars Classic on Saturday. So that is always, I had a chance to talk to a lot of the Flyers after the ball game, and that is just a big, big game every year. It's a three-game classic. If you've actually, it's four games now. If you've never been to East St. Louis for the classic, it's a big, big celebration. So they will play Trinity And we will see how well they fare against a very good Trinity program, but a Trinity program without Mookie Cooper. So I find that kind of interesting how well Trinity is going to fare in the Classic. But, and then again, Batavia will play Naperville North next week. I know the Naperville North coaches were out scouting tonight, so we'll see how both teams kind of fare from here on out. I mean, two high-level programs, two teams that certainly you can expect a lot from this year, and you can continue to see quite a bit from. So that was my experience out of Batavia tonight. Great crowd, great atmosphere as always. Said hello to the Batavia Water Tower. If you're on Twitter, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. So, again, always a good time out of Batavia. Always appreciate the hospitality of everyone on Batavia as well as the East St. Louis sideline. So as far as the week one in the books, wow. And the only thing I keep thinking about is it was not a good week. You know, number one from rankings was not a good week. It was not a good week to be playing out-of-state teams, just a handful of our state of Illinois teams ended up beating out-of-state opponents. Otherwise, boy, we did not fare well. A lot of our bigger names did not fare well taking on some of those bigger names. So, again, to making things interesting, I am looking at my rankings as I speak right now, my Chicagoland top 30. I got some work to do. I definitely have some work to do. There's no doubt about it. I am going through it now, and I'm seeing as many L's as I see W's in my scores. So it's going to be an interesting rankings week for sure. And again, it's one of those dilemmas where do you take into account, I mean, how do you account for an out-of-state opponent? You kind of don't. I had a pretty good feeling that Cardinal Ritter was a very strong program. I had a chance to see quite a few of the players, but I have not seen the team Cardinal Ritter. I saw them last year. Did they play in the Classic? No, I don't think they did play in the Classic. I'm thinking Lutheran North that I saw last year. So no, did not get a chance to see Cardinal Ritter whatsoever. So just taking a look at my top 25, actually my top 30, one, two, Loyola lost, Naz lost. Batavia, my number five team, lost. Naperville Central, my six team, lost. Who else? Lake Zurich lost, who was 11. That one really, wow, that one came out of nowhere. Maine South lost today to Glenbard. I'm going to go out to the phone. We're going to try a phone call here. Let's see if we can. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I am.
Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Edgy?
Doing fine. You enjoying the show?
I am. Listen every chance I get.
Well, I'm glad somebody does. I appreciate listening. So what game did you go to this weekend?
Manuka, home on the new field.
Oh, there you go. So do you like the new turf?
I do. Looks great.
Well, fantastic. So, again, I will let you go, caller, because we're trying to get the many, many, many other phone callers waiting. But thanks for listening to the show, and call back again sometime, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you. All right. We drop off a caller there. You can call 516-418-5595. That is area code 416-418-5595. Be here a little bit longer tonight. Just thought I'd give this thing a whirl and make sure everything's working on my end before I advertise and launch another show. So, but again, just talking about the results this weekend, not good. Not certainly not good from a state of Illinois perspective. So, and again, looking through 8A through 5A, kind of the same kind of feel. So yeah, I got my work ahead of me. There's no doubt. I'm drawing more lines through games and teams that lost and teams that won this weekend. So, yeah, not good. Not good. So, but, you know, it happens. We have years like that. And I'm going to be honest, and I've mentioned this before. Number one, a lot of weird things can happen and will happen and do happen in week one. So there's that. There's going to be some teams you're going to want to see and see how well they bounce back. That'll be something to keep an eye on. But you know, I like the uncertainty. I mean, do I want to be right all the time? Sure, who doesn't? But it's not the end of the world if I'm not, if I'm wrong on a top 25 or a top 30, it happens. So what I do is I recalculate everything and look again and try to improve off of that. Also want to discuss my Friday game. It was up at Warren Township up in Gurnee, coaster land, if you will. Had a chance to see Warren up close. Very impressive, Warren. Again, defense has kind of been the calling card for Brian McNulty and his program the last few years, and I was impressed last night with the defense. Warren gets a 16-6 win over Barrington. I thought a pretty good Barrington team. I thought offensively they kind of weren't firing on all cylinders for whatever reasons. At times the Broncos looked solid, but at other times things were clicking. Kind of Tommy Fitzpatrick wasn't connecting with the receivers like I've seen him do. Saw some drop passes. And again, I noticed that that's kind of been a rash in week one. A lot of drop passes. You look at these recaps of a lot of the games, a lot of drop passes. Folks, that's week one of high school football. That is what happens. So very interested to see some of the improvements from week one to week two. So this week coming up on the website, tomorrow you will get all kinds of rankings. The premium side will get my pre top 30, which I'm going to bang out here in a little while. And then I will also have the top 30 out for free later tomorrow. My 8A through 5A top 10 polls will be out sometime tomorrow on the premium side, and then out for free during the day on Monday. So there you go. Gonna end the show here. And again, appreciate everyone listening, and stick around. Got a lot of these coming your way. Looking forward to it. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Good night.